Hey guys, welcome back to True Thirds Radio. Hope you had a great Christmas. Mine wasn't too bad, actually. It was pretty good. The kids had a good time, so that's all that matters. It's a nice day out today. It's actually, well, kind of sort of warm, 40-something degrees. For some of you, that's freezing cold, but for us up here in New England, that's almost beach weather. The snow's melting. I love it. All the ice is pretty much gone on the driveway. Anyway, we got a great show lined up today, guys. For the first half hour, I'm going to start my rant on our media, how they've hijacked our media and are lying to us left and right through, what's supposed to be, news that informs us of what's going on in the world. Of course, they're not doing that. The reason why this country is in such perfidious ignorance and has been for decades on end now is because of our corporate-controlled media. So I'm going to start that for the first half hour, and of course I'll pick it up tomorrow. After the first half hour, for the last hour and a half of the show, we're going to have Russell Means coming on. Russell, of course, is an actor. He's been in several Hollywood productions, several movies. But what we're having him on for today is to talk about the Lakota Nation's secession from the U.S. They have renounced their citizenship and as of last week. And, hey, all the power to them. I think it's great. It's about time somebody has the guts enough to stand up to this fascist regime we have. Their main reason, of course, is because U.S. government for over 150 years now has not gone along with the treaties that they themselves drafted up. They have not ever agreed to any of the conditions of the treaties. But, part of that also was in disgust with this current regime we have. It's just out of control. And it's about time, again, somebody stands up. Vermont has talked about this in the past, seceding, but of course they've never done anything. Tennessee had actually talked about it. But nothing ever came out of this. But here now we have the Lakota Nation doing it, and let's hope others follow. Let's hope Vermont and Tennessee and other states pick up with this. This would be fantastic. Boy, would that put them on notice, wouldn't it? They'd be forced to have to change their policies when they see that whole states are pulling away and seceding. America, I don't think you have a choice. How does that grab you? I think we have to do this because we have a criminal administration that's absolutely out of control, that's hell-bent on destroying what little is left of this country that they haven't already destroyed. And, it's time, high time, we do something about it. Because in case you haven't noticed, Congress ain't doing anything about it. They're the ones who are facilitating this sellout that's going on, passing legislation every day that's trashing our rights, turning this country into a Gestapo Nazi state. That's exactly where we're heading, folks. So my hat's off to the Lakota Nation. Can't wait to have Russell on to talk about that. Anyway, before we go to the first break, a couple quick announcements. Once again, guys, I've got my new book, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, up on lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And along with several other books, The New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, all of which are fully documented, resourced. If you have any doubt that we are, in fact, in the midst of a conspiracy for global government, check them out. And I guarantee you won't be coming back to me after reading them and saying, man, are you paranoid? You don't know what you're talking about. You're going to be coming back and saying, wow, I can't believe it. I had no idea things were this bad. It's that clear, folks, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't, but it is. We live in the George Orwellian nightmare world. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Lose the love I knew, safe beneath it. Ooh.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani here. Hey, if anybody heard any news on Santa, let me know. I heard that NORAD shot him down. He had disappeared off radar heading toward Washington, and I heard NORAD actually took him out, and they did capture him alive. He had a parachute, and they brought him to Guantanamo. I guess they mistook him for an elderly Al-Qaeda agent. So if anybody has any news, anyway. Hey, if you guys are suffering from joint pain, no, I'm not talking a pain in the neck or a pain in the butt. That would be George Bush. But if you have any joint pains, arthritis pains, Arthralin is the cure for you. It's a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part, guys, is RBN listeners, they're still running this promotion today. If you call in today, tell them you're an RBN listener, you're going to get a sample absolutely free. Simply go to www.321relief.com. Again, that's www.321relief.com. Or if you call in, again, mention you're an RBN listener, and you can get a free sample of Arthralin, A-R-T-H-A-L-I-N. And, you know, if you don't have arthritis yourself, you probably know somebody. I think everybody knows somebody who has arthritis. So get a sample for them to try. You can call in 815-259-4552. Again, that's 815-259-4552. check out Arth Allen today, guys. All right. We're going to launch into this discussion here on our media. We talked last week about education, how they've hijacked it, how it's all designed to brainwash our kids and get them to accept this global system that's emerging, to look to the UN as their savior, to look unfavorably at, or with contempt for that matter, at the idea of sovereignty, national sovereignty. And, you know, that's what the emerging North American Union is all about, guys. They've been brainwashing systematically your kids for decades, not only to get them to embrace world government, but to disrespect you, their parents. That's right. Oh, they don't come out and tell them to disrespect their parents, of course. That would be too obvious. But in very subtle ways, guys, they've been twisting our kids' minds, dumbing them down, doping them up on the Ritalin, and getting them to question authority. Getting them to, not government authority, of course. That's the ultimate power that we must bow to. That's what they teach our kids. But parental authority, oh yes, moral standards. They've been waging an outright war on morality. So, you know, we talked about that last week. Now we're going to deal with the media. These are two of the biggest, most major avenues of public information, education system and the media. You know, if you want to set up a tyrannical system of government, it's an old secret, and it's just a fact, folks. You have to get control of the media, the public avenue of information. They've already got education hijacked. We talked about that last week. Now we're going to deal with the media. How did they do it? Why did they do it? Who's doing it? You know, Hitler knew this a long time ago. He talked about the importance of controlling the public mind and how the media, controlling the media, was a big piece of that puzzle. This probably more than anything else, even more so than education. You know, education is a gradual thing, whereas the media, it's like, boom, you turn on your TV set and there it is. They're telling you how to think, what to think, if to think, when to think, why to think. It's all right there. It's all done for you. It's kind of like going through the drive-through window. You don't have to worry about cooking supper. We'll do that all for you. And, of course, we'll pump your veins with cholesterol and artificial colorings and preservatives and flavorings and all other kinds of chemicals while we're at it. And that's what you're getting with the mainstream media, guys. You're getting artificial colorings, preservatives, and flavorings. It's all phony. And, you know, the media is, it's even bigger than education. It's a more major piece of the puzzle leading us toward world government. This is, again, highly effective, more effective than education, the way it influences the public mind. It's all set. It's all done for you. You don't have to think. We've already done the thinking for you. We're not only telling you what's happening in the world, we're telling you how to think about it. And if you have any doubt about that, just turn on Fox News. They're the best at that. Shut up! Get off my show! You're unpatriotic! You're un-American! Is that news reporting? It sounds like you're watching the Jerry Springer show. Bill O'Reilly is an entertainer, guys, and a very pathetic one at that. But that's all he's doing is entertaining. Attacking the opposition, not dealing with the issues. I can't believe there's still people that watch this bozo. That's not news. News is telling you what's going on in the world and as much as possible leaving out personal opinions and letting you decide why things are happening. Let you figure it out, but simply telling you what happened. You know, today a bomb went off in Bali. Or today, you know, there was an attack on U.S. soldiers in Iraq. And then let you decide not to twist and propagandize so that you think, oh, these Iraqis are so evil. See, we have to beef up security even more. Well, we need more soldiers. We need more. Hey. We can't leave Iraq. We have to stay there. We got to stay the course. They're certainly not telling you, hey, you know, we need to get out of there. Our soldiers are dying for nothing. We should never have been in there in the first place. We were lied into this war. The weapons of mass destruction was a phony reason. Wolfowitz even admitted it. Come on, folks, this is public knowledge, and the media isn't even talking about it. They've totally dropped the whole idea of the, you know, the Downing Street memo where Bush and Blair were conspiring in July of 2002. yeah, we're going to go into Iraq next year. We need to fix the intelligence around that premise. In other words, we need to lie to the public, give them phony intelligence to make it look like we need to go in there. This is unbelievable. The media is not doing its job. So, America, we need to say, you know, forget the media. Take that propaganda box if you have to and play football with it. Get rid of the thing if you can't resist the temptation, you know, to watch it, because it's just mind-warping garbage. That's all that comes off that thing anymore. So forget listening to your TV. Listen to RBN. Seriously, folks, listen to it while you can, because the day's coming not too far around the corner. Unless we can stop this, call our senators and prevent them from voting in SB 1959, because if not, RBN and other networks like it aren't going to be around anymore. You're not going to be able to go into chat rooms, onto blog sites, onto alternative news websites to get the real news, because they are moving at a rapid pace to shut it down. They know they're losing the information war. They know the propaganda war that they've been waging against us is failing now. People are finally starting to wake up. They're smelling the roses, and they're realizing that our media is a bunch of liars, that everything that comes out of them is nothing but scams and cover-ups. And so they are turning to the Internet. They're losing, guys. They know that more and more people every day are looking to the Internet for their news and finding out the truth of what's going on. They're waking up. So that's why they got bills like this. So, you know, tune into RBN as much as you can while you can, folks, because you don't know where this is going tomorrow. It's scary stuff. This country is indeed becoming very rapidly a fascist regime. Your rights are going out the window. Look what they're doing now with, they just passed that bill. If you've got a history of mental illness, you can't own a gun. You know, if you're a vet, you can't own a gun. Do you see what they're doing? They know, okay, we can't pull this off. We can't outright take guns away. No matter how many fake Columbines we stage, you know, it's just not working. People aren't buying it. People are too smart. They're realizing that, hey, wait a minute. The reason why Columbines happen, the reason why Virginia Techs happen and all these other shootings is because people don't have their guns on them. Many people from Virginia Tech came out and said, yeah, we had our guns in our glove compartment locked in our cars because there's a no-gun policy on, you know, on the campus at Virginia Tech. But if we did, in fact, have our guns with us when Ho was doing his shootings, we could have stopped him. So people are recognizing their propaganda ploys. They're not working anymore. So now what they're doing is, okay, they're passing laws like this with the, you know, if you have a history of mental illness. Because, you know, most people are going to go along with that. On the surface, it sounds good. Oh, yeah. Why would we want to have people with mental illness histories having guns? But you see what they're doing. Every time you turn around, okay, mental illness history, yeah, no guns. Ever committed a crime anywhere ever? Even stolen a piece of candy at 10 years old at the corner store? No gun. If you're a veteran, no gun. So that it's so broad now that almost anybody can fit into that category. I mean, if you were a rape victim and had to go to get help, you know, you went to a psychiatrist, they're going to deny you a right to own a gun. Can you imagine? Think about it. This is unbelievable. The right to bear arms, which shall not be infringed. Well, baby, they're infringing big time. And it's all for a reason, a very good reason, in their estimation anyway. They want you disarmed so you can't defend yourselves against their tyranny. Once again, as I pointed out many times before, guys, they're not going after the criminals to get their guns. They like criminals because they're criminals themselves. And these criminals are going to be their best asset to exercise even more tyranny, because when the crunch comes down, they're the ones that are going to be going out and breaking into people's homes and stealing things. And then that'll justify the crackdown even more, taking away more rights, grabbing up more power. Look, the only way to handle all of these rioters and looters, we've got to take away more rights. We've got to void the Constitution. Unbelievable, guys. Once again, let me point out, when police have gun drives around the country, hand in your unregistered weapons, no questions asked. In some cases, they'll even pay you for handing in your unregistered weapons. Who do you think complies with that? Not Bobby the burglar, not Robbie the rapist, your average law-abiding citizen. Those are the ones who hand their guns in, because those are the ones they want to disarm. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We'll be talking for the next few minutes about, our media and how it's been hijacked, and then we're going to go to our guest after the next break. But, you know, it's true, guys. They want to disarm law-abiding citizens. There's no question about it. All the measures that they're taking, supposedly, to make the streets safer, they want to take guns away. It's always targeting law-abiding citizens. And why? Because it's law-abiding citizens that believe in the Constitution. That's the basis of the laws in our country. And they will use their guns to defend those constitutional rights. Criminals won't. Criminals don't care about the Constitution. They don't live by the law. It doesn't matter to them if the government voids the Constitution a lot or not. They're rebels anyway, like the government. But you understand what I'm saying? They don't want to disarm the criminals. Heck, I'm telling you, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When the crunch comes down, criminals are going to be their best asset. They're actually going to let prisoners out of the prisoners. I'm talking out of the prisons. I'm talking hardcore, big-time prisoners. They're going to let them out, guys. They're going to give them their freedom as long as they help them to hunt down the rebels who aren't handing in their weapons. They're going to give them automatics, semi-automatics. Here you go. Have a good time. Of course they're going to shoot. Oh, you mean you're going to let me go out and kill people? No problem. They'll probably hand us some cash, too. Here you go. Go take out these non-compliant citizens that aren't handing in their weapons. That's where we're going, guys. That's how it's always gone down in the past. You know, But coming back to control of the media, here's Hitler's exact words. He said, if you tell a big lie enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And here we are. You tell the big lie long enough, often enough, sooner or later, everybody's going to believe it. You know, those who actually utilize that gray matter between their two ears can clearly see that we were lied into this war in Iraq, that there was no connection between Saddam and 9/11. Bush himself has even admitted that on several occasions. And yet there are still some Americans who think that Saddam was connected with 9/11 and that he does have weapons of mass destruction. And it's just a matter of time. We're going to find him. He's got him there somewhere. We're going to find him. They've already admitted that they lied about the whole thing. I mean, Wolfowitz said it. And yet there's still, it's because of the propaganda in the media. By the way, George Bush said essentially the same thing. Here's an interesting quote from him. This was back on May 24th of 2005, excuse me, in Rochester, New York. He's giving a speech. Listen to what he said. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda. He actually said that, folks. Those are his exact words. Notice he says, for the truth to sink in, but then he proceeds to say, to catapult the propaganda. So this is right out of George Orwell's 1984, The Ministry of Truth. So are we going to be Winstons that get taken into the torture chamber and just go along with it finally and go with the program? Or are we going to stand up to this, guys? Are we going to let ourselves be I mean, look at this. Catapult the propaganda. This guy, he doesn't even hide it. He's throwing it right in your face, just like when he said, oh, we're going to bring chaos out of order. I mean, order out of chaos. That's your little skull and bones phrase, by the way, right there. That's their whole intent. That's their modus operandi, guys, bringing about order through chaos. Auto ab chao, creating chaos, like 9/11. And then using the chaos to manipulate the public and get them to accept things they otherwise never would accept. But again, guys, as far as our media go here in the United States, the reality of the situation is that whether we're talking ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, Fox, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, U.S. News and World Report, doesn't matter, on and on it goes. Indeed, all major avenues of our media are funded and controlled by the globalist boys. The concentration of ownership of the media in this country is astonishing, guys. It's only down to about four major corporations now that own all of our media. That's it. Just four corporations. And, you know, it back in 1980, there was about 20 major corporations that owned all the media. That was scary enough. But here we are now, 20-somewhat years later, 27 years later, almost 28 years later, and now it's down to like three or four companies, and they're all interlocked, of course, and all have the same interests. That's scary. I mean, that should make your hair stand on end. Just four corporations, all working in tandem, all having the same aspirations, i.e. global domination, all owning the media. Naturally, the media are going to reflect the interests of those major corporations, and they do. Who can deny it anymore? Come on, America, snap out of it. I know most of my listening audience, of course, is already aware of this, but this country as a whole, I wish I could just collectively just take my hand and just slap this country upside the head. Wake up, you blind saps, to what's happening here. All right, guys, I'll pick this rant up tomorrow, but when we get back from the break, hopefully, we'll be having Russell Beans on as our guest. Stick with us, guys. You won't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today for the rest of our broadcast here by Russell Means. He's an Indian rights advocate. He's been working with the Lakota Nation, involving their secession last week from the Union. Very interesting developments there. And, of course, Russell is actually, I just found out recently, I didn't know this, pardon my ignorance, Russell, but I guess you're a Hollywood actor as well, huh?
That's correct.
Wow. Tell us some of the films that you've been in.
Well, the most prominent one everyone remembers me in is The Last of the Mohicans. That was my first movie, but I've done 20 movies since then in an 18-year career, and I'm pretty proud of it. The last one I did was Pathfinder that was released last fall. And the host in between, I did Pocahontas, the voice of Pocahontas' father, by Disney, and I did Natural Born Killers. So I've worked with some of the best directors in Hollywood, and I've had a great career so far.
Yeah, that's quite an impressive resume. How long have you been involved in Indian rights activism?
Well, I've been involved since 1969. When I joined the American Indian Movement.
Wow. Now, have you always been with the Lakota, or have you worked with various different tribes?
Well, I've worked with a few tribes, yeah. But I was mostly with the American Indian Movement until I retired from them. And then I pursued my artistic career for the most of the 90s, but I still kept my hand in at in politics. And I've rejoined the struggle for my people to remain a people, which culminated in, and I have got to correct you, we're not seceding from the Union. We're just reestablishing our independence from the United States by withdrawing from our treaties and agreements with them. Nations are the ones who have treaties, so we're not seceding.
Right. Well, the article I read actually used that term, but yeah, I know what you're saying. You're this is fantastic. Can I ask, what tribe are you from?
Well, I'm not from a tribe. I'm from a nation, Lakota. You mentioned.
Oh, so you're Lakota too.
So, you know, nations make treaties. Tribes don't make treaties. So we call our nation what it's been always since the beginning, and that's Lakota. It covers a five-state area in the northern plains, about two-thirds of northern Nebraska, half of South Dakota, about a third of North Dakota, 20% of Montana, and 20% of Wyoming.
That's a big chunk of land.
Yes, it's about the size of the country of Bolivia.
Wow. Now, are there a lot of, obviously there's a lot of Native Americans in that area, but are there a lot of non-natives as well, and have you had any response, people wanting to join?
Actually, no response in that aspect, but we estimate there's about 1.5 million people in that area, non-Indians, and in that area also there's about 70,000 American Indians. Most of them Lakota, some Northern Cheyenne, and some Crow. But Hidatsa, Arikara, and Mandans are also in there. But it's mostly Lakota.
Have you had any response as yet from the government, positive, negative? Or are they just kind of ignoring this?
Well, we chose the time to do it in the last week. Congress was in session, and we went to give them time, ample time, before the next Congress to study this issue, because when we withdrew formally unilaterally by presenting the State Department a week ago Monday on the 17th of December, we mentioned in there that we wanted to negotiate in good faith with the U.S. government and all its subordinate governments. Concerning real estate, because they failed to act in good faith, we will begin putting liens on all real estate sales in the five-state area, therefore clouding those titles and collapsing the real estate market. We don't want to do that. Do not misunderstand me. We don't want to do it, but that's the leverage we are using in order to get meaningful discussions with state and local governments in that five-state area so that we can work together on the development and the economics of that part of the area. Because as you may or may not know, the family farmer and the family rancher are in crisis, also
sure.
Economically speaking. So we want to work with them. We want to work with the people of the land. We don't want any confrontations whatsoever. But we do have leverage, and that we will employ that leverage if they take us lightly. But consequently, we have every legal right. It's according to the Constitution of the United States and international law. So we are totally within our rights, and we're going to use all the legal means necessary under U.S. law, and we're free.
Well, I certainly commend you, and I know my listeners as well. We're 100% behind you. This is fantastic, and I wish more people would take a stand and assert their rights and not be pushed around by this bullying system. Have you had any attention by any mainstream media at all, ABC, NBC, CBS? Has anybody contacted you?
Oh, of course not. We didn't expect them to, nor did we.
Naturally.
We try to patronize them. We alerted them. A week before we came into town, we gave out an extensive press release, and then we alerted them again the day before, that we were having our press conference at a church in Washington, D.C., and AP showed up, the agency for French press showed up. Thank goodness they showed up. They got it out to the world. And one internet blog showed up, and that was, and a reporter from the Indian Country Today. So we had four press representatives there, and we had notified over 1,300 news agencies. None of the so-called leftist press showed up whatsoever, and no alternative news media showed up except for the one blog on the internet. But that blog got the entire internet worldwide involved, along with the agency from France. So we're happy with the results.
But yeah, it's pretty disappointing when where's the lefties? You know, you think something like this they would be, you know, all over and supportive of, and they're not even responding.
We in the movement have known for since our inception that the left doesn't want us American Indians anywhere. You've never seen us in the forefront of any of the struggles of the left. It's because they don't want us, because we represent the evidence of the Western Hemisphere, and they don't want to feel guilty. Why?
Yeah.
It's just that simple. And consequently, their racist policies towards us is always complete. And unless they can utilize us for one of their purposes, but you never see us in the forefront of the peace movement. You don't see us in the forefront of the anti-nuclear movement or any of their issues. So that's fine. I have found that the conservative, the politics on the conservative right, they're more interested in what we're doing than the left.
No kidding.
I've done two radio interviews, one with a conservative radio network, and I've done one with another newspaper or a newsletter, whatever, a blog on the internet. And so it's quite refreshing that there are Americans that are interested. Right? And of course, the local media, you wouldn't believe the kind of crap the local media is giving out in South Dakota.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's so sad, it's not even laughable.
Have they tried to label you as a terrorist yet?
Oh, I was labeled that back in the 70s onward.
Yeah, not good to you, huh?
Right.
You're familiar with that. Hey, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, these crazy rumors. I heard that that Putin actually said that he would recognize you guys.
Well, no, he issued a statement to the news media in Russia that he was in solidarity with us. There's a difference between that. But we're going to go to the Russian embassy with our portfolio and offer it to them, so give him the chance to recognize us. But
wow.
Now that the Cold War's back on, one never knows.
It is back on too, isn't it? It's unbelievable. These guys are just they want a third world war. Let's face it, they love war.
Well, yeah, and of course America has been on a completely war economic base since Vietnam.
Sure.
Eisenhower knew it.
Oh, yeah, sure. He warned about the military-industrial complex. And
after it was already in. Lincoln did the same thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think
Lincoln created the military-industrial complex.
Sure.
Then he warned the country against it.
Kennedy tried to take heed to that warning, and look what happened to him.
Right.
He wanted us out of Nam. He said he was going to take us out after the next election. Of course, they weren't going to have that. Too much money riding on that.
Right.
But, that brings us to another question. What was the final straw that actually prompted you to say, all right, that's it, this is enough?
Well, let me put it this way. In 1974, we had the first International Indian Treaty Conference on the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation in South Dakota. 1974. There are elders, the ones who had been born in the 1800s and were still alive. They were there. And, you know, none of them had gone to the white man's schools. None of them could speak English. And they were all there giving us advice and what have you. And they gave us two mandates. And we incorporated that in what the convention came up with, a Declaration of Continuing Independence, 1974. Mm-hmm. Now, what that two mandates were is, one, we were to get involved with the international community and get our rights recognized. That was accomplished in October at the United Nations after more than 30 years of struggle. That was completed last October. The United Nations passed the Declaration of Indigenous Rights. Only four countries voted against it: the United States, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia.
That figures.
Exactly. But that declaration, so we accomplished that first mandate. The second mandate was to make sure our continuing independence was sought out. And I've been after this since the 70s, to withdraw from our treaties, to unilaterally withdraw from our treaties. But we finally reached critical mass on that this past fall. I've been going around to all over Lakota country, to the reservations, attaining critical mass so that we could have representatives go to Washington, D.C. to withdraw from all agreements and treaties with the United States government, thereby putting us back into the legal position we were to prior to the signing of the treaties, which means we are free and independent. We did this according to the United States Constitution and international law, as I mentioned, the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, which the United States passed into law in 1980, their recognition of that law. So consequently, we are legally everything we say we are, free and independent. Now, we've offered Lakota citizenship to everyone who lives within our territory, provided they renounce their U.S. citizenship. And we advocate individual liberty through community control. So we would have a loose, just like we were in the old days when of freedom, we would have a loose federation of community controls.
Well, that's community how this country was supposed to function constitutionally.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Posse Comitatus laws.
Yeah.
That's what the sheriffs used to be before the Republican Congress, this past Republican Congress, it began in 1994. Actually, Democrats are just as responsible. They've been chopping away at the Posse Comitatus law, and they finally finished it off in the last Congress before they got voted out, the Republicans. In 2006, the last of the Posse Comitatus laws were stripped. But yeah, the sheriff, for instance, used to be the top law enforcement officer in the country. Any and every police entity in the country had to get the permission of the sheriff first before they could enter that county. That's how this country was set up.
Yep. Now you've got your Homeland Security, and they come and go as they please, do anything they want, arrest you anytime for any reason. Yeah. They don't even need a reason anymore.
That's correct. And it's not the Patriot. You know, Clinton passed the Terrorist Act in 1996. And when the Kennedys, Ted Kennedy proposed back in 1978, the Senate Bill 1, I don't know if you remember that.
But yeah.
Senate Bill 1 was a precursor to the Patriot Act. It was omnibus bill, a legal bill to rob us of all our individual rights. And we fought against that. The entire country fought against it, and it was voted down.
And, of course, now we've got things that have been passed, and they've got some things on the drawing board that are coming up.
Look at what the Democrats are doing. They're endorsing listening on our to our emails and telephone calls.
Right. Yeah. And it's all in the name of keeping us safe and protecting us. Well, who's going to keep us safe and protect us from power-hungry government thugs?
Exactly. That was why this whole country was founded, allegedly, to prevent. The states were supposed to be militarily more powerful than the federal government.
Right.
And the citizen was supposed to be better armed than the federal government. That's the Second Amendment.
Well, the Constitution clearly states what the powers are of the federal government. And then it goes on to say anything beyond this is to be relegated to the people and the states. In other words, the government, federal government is not to have any more powers beyond what is stated here. That's to be up to the local
and
communities.
And look up the 10th Amendment also. That covers anything not covered in the amendment.
Exactly. Tell you what, Russell, we got to go to a short break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with our guest, Russell Meads.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by Russell Meads, Native American rights advocate who's tired of playing foolish games. And he and his tribe, his nation, have finally stood up and said, enough is enough. We're not playing this game anymore. And I am very proud of them. I couldn't be more happy. This is fantastic. And let us hope more people around the country are going to take such a stand and say enough is enough and put their foot down, have the guts enough to stop letting themselves be bullied around like this. This is out of control. We've got a fascist regime in Washington. Let's call it what it is. And it's high time we wake up to the fact that it's waging war on all of us. And, you know, the old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We've got to unite against a common enemy and stop letting them play with our heads and try to divide us and keep us focused on petty issues that are of no significance or consequence. Forget Britney Spears' pregnant sister. And let's start looking at what they're doing to this country, folks, tearing it to shreds. And, of course, as a Native American, you people, unfortunately, have been especially oppressed from day one. You know, I want to talk about the history of what's been done, not just Lakota, but, I mean, all Native Americans around the country. It's been one nasty, ugly history. I remember helping a student when I was in college. I was a tutor, and I was helping her do a paper on that. She was a Lakota. And I had no idea. I'm ashamed of my ignorance, but I was helping her, edit. And so I read the whole paper through several times, and I couldn't believe some of the stuff that, I mean, there has never been a time, has there, when the federal government has complied with anything in any of the decrees or, contracts or whatever that they have signed with the Lakota or any Native American tribe.
That's true. But the statistics of our deprivation are, especially Lakota, I'm only speaking Lakota now. I used to speak concerning the entire American Indian issues, but right now I'm just only concerned with Lakota. And what happened with us is the diaspora of the American Indian people and the diaspora of Lakota. The reservations, understand, on Indian reservations, the United States Constitution does not apply to us. We have no protections against government. We have no protections against police. We have no protections against non-Indians. We have no protections against crime of any kind or type from anywhere or anyone. So that's the kind of life is on the reservation. In my country, we have 93% unemployment. The life expectancy of the Lakota male is less than 44 years, 43.9, which means we have the lowest life expectancy on earth. My next to youngest son is 22 years old, which means he's middle-aged. Middle-aged at 22. Now, the health statistics and the deprivation of that is horrendous. And anywhere you look, we have diseases that have been eradicated from the rest of America, which are continuing, like polio. We still have polio on the Indian reservations. TB has come back. Massively. Everything. We have no control over our children. Our children are forced into non-Indian schools and then curriculums and are taught to leave the reservation.
This is absolutely disgusting. And you're not getting any kind of federal, obviously not, right? Any kind of federal help?
Well, we do. It's called...
Minimal, obviously.
It's called practice. They get through the...
I tell you what, Russell, we got to go to a break, but hold that thought. We'll pick up there when we get back, and we got a caller. We'll take his call, too. Stick with us, folks. Okay.
With recent internet